Good morning, Wisconsin. Good morning, world. It's a new day. Thanks for kicking it off with us right here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Got your host, James J. I am joined by our head of news, Melissa K.
Good morning.
Just the two of us today. We're going to have some fun. We got all of you joining us.
Two of course.
Hey, hey, popped in my head.
If we try.
Just
sorry,
two.
You just had to say that. And
you
ooh,
and I.
Gotta do, you and I. I can do that part. I can do that. Sort of. I can sort of do. We got a lot of fun things lined up today. It's Karaoke Tuesday. No. It's
apparently.
We've got the El Cafe Birthday and Anniversary Club coming up right around the corner. Melissa and I are also going to get into, it is official, you can now add something to your Dr. Pepper.
Hey.
We've got what that is for you coming up. We're also going to get into the five healthiest things to drink if you're tired of water. Got to get into that one a little bit. Mm-hmm. Krispy Kreme's doing something for Super Tuesday. We want to get into that. Make sure to cover it. That's important. We are a news station. We should be covering everything.
Not that we have a Krispy Kreme, but
no,
okay.
No, but yeah, I guess, yeah. And after that, of course, we will take us up to the 9 o'clock hour. In the beginning of the 9 o'clock hour, touch on a little bit of entertainment news. Mostly going to focus on some local stuff going on around here with our friends at Savor the Arts and the community theater and that. Want to be able to spend some time on that. Also in the 9 o'clock hour, chores, dishes, and more boring things we find attractive now.
Washing walls.
Yeah. But these are things
there's a backstory to this.
I can't wait to hear that. This is going to be interesting because this is about things that we, you know, don't like, but we find attractive in others. I believe that's where the article's going, I think. So we'll have some fun with that one. That should be interesting. Mm-hmm. We'll see if we got time. If not today, we will get into it Wednesday, the most popular snacks in the U.S. All of this coming up. But I thought a perfect place to start is, you know, Melissa and I, we message each other from time to time, sometimes content ideas, story ideas, sometimes just, you know, making each other laugh. We're in a tree, chat chain.
Tree group.
Yeah, tree group. So you know, things like that. And I would say 9.5 out of 10 times, Melissa, my first reaction when I see something from you is a big smile because I know you know your audience. You know, not just me, but how to hit our audience as well. And boy, did you hit it on the mark here.
I kind of had to.
Yeah, yeah. Did you had a
ticked all the boxes.
You had this one sent to you, or was it shown to you?
Well, my brother came up this last weekend. If listeners were tuning in yesterday, I'm sure you heard about it. But yes, my youngest brother Mitchell came to visit and came to see the show last weekend, and he was telling me about this guy who had been struck by lightning like a whole bunch of times, and we got to talking about it, and I'm like, dude, you got to find that article and send it to me. That sounds like something we need to talk about on the radio.
Exactly.
Because this guy got a Guinness Book of World Records for it.
Yeah, yeah.
And that's so you, James.
You're so right. shout out to your little brother, man. He's talented. Mm-hmm. We're speaking of Roy Cleveland Sullivan. Sullivan passed away in 83. He was an American park ranger in Shenandoah National Park in Virginia. One of those places I know that, like a lot of people out there, have always wanted to visit, and just looks like a beautiful area. We're talking about the time between 1942 and 1977 when Mr. Sullivan claimed to have been struck by lightning on 7 occasions, surviving all of them.
That's crazy.
For this reason, he gained the nicknames of Human Lightning Conductor and Human Lightning Rod, or it should have been Human Lightning Roy, I feel like. It
Roy,
been.
Yeah, there you go.
Sullivan is recognized. It's a horrible, joke. Roy Sullivan is recognized as the Guinness World Record holder for as the person struck by lightning more records recorded times than any other human being in history. And he has this by far and away.
Yeah, no kidding. And I think it's hilarious, not hilarious. It does strike me as a little bit funny that the picture they have of him in Wikipedia is with a burn mark on his ranger hat.
Yeah, that's not fair. That's not right. They mentioned in this article about his personal life that he resembled the actor Gene Hackman, and he really does. Like he really does look a lot like an older Gene Hackman here and everything. and some of the conversation about this is kind of like it's hilarious because he survived it. I'm not saying saying that being hit by lightning is funny, but we know that he survived it and everything. And he has lived it. He lived a very good life and gave a lot to our national parks. And we greatly appreciate him for that. Mm-hmm. All that being said, I mean, come on, man. Like, this got me thinking, Melissa, and it got me down a rabbit hole, as you know, you tend to make me do. we cover records all the time that we'd like to have, or records that we would like to win, you know, do ourselves here at the station or something like that. But what are world records that you don't want to hold?
Right.
Like, you want
this might be one of them.
Yeah, this has got to be pretty high up on the list. I saw some that, you know, that are just mean or dark or whatever. We're not going to get into some of those. But what I had forgotten about was like some of those dancing competitions or dance marathons.
Oh, yeah.
The uninterrupted kiss, like the longest kiss, like some of those. I think
breathe each other's air for 7 hours.
Yeah. I mean, look, I'm like 99. I would hope 99% of you out there. I think kissing's awesome. Kissing's great. But for 5 hours in a row with no break.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. And some of those dance marathons, same thing. Love dancing. But you give me, I don't know how long I would last in a dance marathon. I really don't. I don't know. I'm thinking about that. I see here longest continuous note on a saxophone. That seems like a tough one. That seems like that would not be an easy one. Call up and let us know. What are some world records? Go ahead and look some up or something. What are some Guinness World Records you wouldn't want to hold?
Going back to Sullivan for a minute, did you read the details of all different seven times that he was struck?
It's incredible.
But the last time was when he was fishing in a freshwater pond in 1977. The lightning hit the top of his head, set his hair on fire, traveled down and burned his chest and stomach. Well, he turned to run to his car, and a bear approached the pond and tried to steal the trout from his fishing line. He had the strength and courage to strike the bear with a tree branch, despite the fact that his hair was on fire. He claimed that this was the 22nd time he had hit a bear with a stick in his lifetime. After being struck by lightning.
What? Yeah, at a certain point...
And then ran to the car and you know, got his water bottle out and... put his hair out.
Yeah, yeah.
Purportedly.
At what point do you like, you know what, this isn't for me. Like, I'm going to go work in a factory. I'm going to go, what is the safest job I can have?
Underground. Can I work underground?
Yeah, yeah. I mentioned this a lot. I think the most romantic couple in TV history is the Simpsons. What Marge Simpson has put up with Homer, how can you question her loving him? You can't question his love for our national parks. This man loved his job. Mm-hmm. Definitely loved what he did, because there's no way he keeps doing this without
him. And, you know, the poor man had to carry a can of water in his car all the time, not only for hydration, but also to put his hair out every time he got struck by lightning. Because all of these stories end with it. And he, still conscious, Sullivan crawled to his truck and poured the can of water, which he always kept there, over his head, which was on fire.
I love in the article that just nonchalantly, it just happened to always have water in his car because this happens so often.
Because his hair is on fire. Poor man.
Do you start like wondering, like, man, do I need to change my hairstyle? Is it my cologne? What am I doing? What am I doing to attract this lightning?
Oh, get this. Sullivan's wife was also struck once.
Oh, that
is. When a storm suddenly arrived as she was out hanging clothes in their backyard. Her husband helped her at the time, but escaped unharmed.
Did he escaped? Was the lightning supposed to hit him and he just dodged it in the last second?
Apparently.
And does she blame him for it? Does he, this lightning, it's always following you around. We can't just wrap there. We have to wrap up with a Guinness World Record palate cleanser here. A Welshman showed his love for his favorite animal by getting a record-breaking 69 different tattoos of rabbits on his body.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I don't know. This might
That's
be
a lot of rabbits.
Another one of those records that you might not want to hold.
It just depends on how much you like rabbits.
Yeah, I love penguins. I think lions are cool and wolves and foxes. I would not have one tattooed on me, let alone...
Dedicated, are you? Yeah.
Yeah, 69 of them. Craig Evans, 42, said he got his first rabbit tattoo in 2009, and he now has a total of 69 rabbits linking on his arm, legs, and chest.
Question is, though, does this include, like, Roger Rabbit and Bugs Bunny?
Hmm. Yeah, good question. Good question. Because I'm looking here and it doesn't say in the article. And the picture just shows a couple. Well, actually, it does look like there are some famous rabbits. But interestingly, of the 69, there most of them are pretty original designs, which is kind of cool.
Like real looking rabbits.
Yeah, yeah. And this guy, like, I mean, he's got like all different types of rabbit tattoos, you know, artistic, beautiful, kind of just toy art ones. It's interesting. You know what? I'm not seeing Bugs Bunny. I'm not seeing any of the big names.
Okay. All right. So no cartoons.
Yeah. And I have not seen many people more excited to hold a world record trophy than this guy. He's very, very happy to be having this award. interestingly, though, Evan said he is currently unable to have a pet rabbit. Quote, unfortunately, I don't have any pet rabbits as I have a terrier called Birdie. I don't think that would be a good pairing, but I love him very much.
Probably not.
Yeah, yeah. It's a good idea to just have him on the body, I suppose, in this scenario. We'll keep the phone lines open at all show. Of course, we want to hear from you about world records. What's ones you'd like to break? What are ones that you don't want to break? Have you ever been hit by lightning? Go ahead and share that with us, too. Let's just go ahead and just open this all up for everybody. And stick around, because we're also keeping the phones open for the Birthday and Anniversary Club, which is coming up with our friends at El Cafe right around the corner here at WFHR, locally grown radio. It's time for the Birthday and Anniversary Club, the El Cafe Birthday and Anniversary Club. One of our favorite parts of the day, we get to celebrate all of you and talk about our great friends over at El Cafe. Go visit them in that beautiful small town diner with a quaint menu. They're at 221 Market Avenue in Port Edwards. Be sure to check out their Facebook page. They do a great job of keeping you up to date on their specials and that. They're celebrating Greek Heritage Month, and they'll be serving a Greek omelet and a Greek sandwich today. Soup will be a chicken dumpling or chili.
Nice.
Yeah, it sounds really good. And I love Greek food. Greek food.
There's nothing better than tzatziki sauce.
Oh, yes, yes. Well said, yes. Good stuff right there. Be sure to check out our friends at El Cafe, not only their Facebook page, but you can check out their website as well, elcafewi.com, elcafewi.com. And get us those birthdays and anniversaries, everybody. We love celebrating with you. Go ahead and send them to us at info@wfhr.com. You can go ahead and email us, james.mailoff@civicmedia.us or melissa.k@civicmedia.us. You can direct message us on our Facebook pages as well. Why do I always stall on this last?
You always forget that one.
It's not the teleprompter sticks, and I never line.
Mm-hmm.
I'm an actor.
You just prefer texting over calling, don't you?
Oh yeah, that would work. You can text. We've had that before, but I think you had it on the dot earlier. Up and join the conversation.
Call up 715-424-2600. You could wish your birthday live on air.
Yeah, I like that. We love when people do that. Feel free to do that, everybody. Call up and join the conversation. Let's go ahead and dive right in. Mel, I need a 1 through 3.
Let's go with 1 today.
Sounds good. There we go. We get our first one, and it's Kelly Judd. Happy birthday, Kelly.
Oh, happy birthday, Kelly.
We wish you a great day, Kelly. Hope it's a good one. And we wish a happy birthday to Becca Richards.
Happy birthday, Becca.
Enjoy your day, Becca. And our qualifier today, celebrating a birthday, Sandy Chrisman.
Ah, congratulations, Sandy.
Sandy, enjoy your day. We hope it's a great one for you. I got to say, great names today. We had great names. Those are all great. Yes. Yeah. We wish you a great one. Enjoy your day, Sandy, and you're our qualifier. And again, thank you to everybody that got us these birthdays and anniversaries. Keep them coming, everybody. Mm-hmm. We love celebrating with you.
Head on over to El Cafe and tell them it's your birthday.
Yeah, make sure to let them know. And don't forget that as we grab qualifiers every day, at the beginning of each month, we are going to give you a chance to win two $20 gift certificates from our friends at El Cafe.
Yes, indeed.
It's pretty sweet. We dive into some celebrity birthdays for today. Gabby Barrett is 24, country singer, famous for the single I Hope.
Okay.
Jake Lloyd is 35. He was Anakin Skywalker in the Star Wars The Phantom Menace. He was the youngest version of Anakin. He was a little kid in that one. Did a really good job, too. Eva Mendez is 50. Great actor. Hitch, Training Day, Ghost Rider, The Other Guys. She and Ryan Gosling, I believe, are married. I'm not sure, but I believe so.
Wow, I can't believe she's 50.
Yeah, I would not have guessed that.
No, not in a million years.
Mm-mm. She's good. She's a good actor. Mm-hmm. I've always liked her.
She's a good actress, and she's drop dead gorgeous.
Yes, yes. Yeah, she as they see her, the picture of her, not no way I believe she's 50. I want to see her. There's no way. Kevin Conley is 50. Eric on Entourage. The great John Frusciante is 54. Former guitarist for Red Hot Chili Peppers. Incredible guitar player. He's actually, yeah, I believe it's is it Halal or John Frusciante? I think it's Halal that does. But one of the one of those guys has a guitar solo called "Pretty Little Ditty." It's one of my favorite instrumentals of all time. It's just beautiful guitar play.
Cool.
Michael Irvin is 58, Hall of Fame wide receiver for the Dallas Cowboys. Let's see here. Asif
Yay, Cowboys. we're supposed to hate them, right?
Yeah.
That's what I thought.
I'm curious, but I think that that's a top five rival if you're a Green Bay fan. I would put, I think that that's in the top five of rivals. Maybe even the top three.
I seem to remember that from my childhood.
Yeah, it's a good memory. It's a good one. Asif Manvi is 58. Indian American correspondent on The Daily Show. One of the early correspondents on The Daily Show. Was very good. Hmm. Very good writer. Very good, funny on that show. Great comedic timing. The original cast of The Daily Show reminds me a lot of, and I mean the original cast with Jon Stewart, reminds me a lot of the original cast of Saturday Night Live. And it's funny how The Daily Show is becoming a little bit like Saturday Night Live in that way, where everybody likes their version. Like nobody, yeah. I
kind of like the new one.
If you've been paying attention to Saturday Night Live, like I have my whole life over four decades, it's hilarious to me. You would never understand how they've stayed on the air, because every generation hates the newest version, and yet they just keep doing well. And then that generation gets older, and they love that group, but they don't like this group, the new group. It's hilarious. The show keeps going strong, like The Daily Show.
Well, they keep getting new viewers, so it works out.
Yeah. The Proclaimers are 62 today. Craig and Charlie Reed. They are 62 years old. They can no longer walk 500 miles. They. It's a bad joke. It's not a fair joke.
Could they ever walk 500 miles?
I think that's the first time I've ever made myself laugh on the air. I don't know what I was thinking with that joke. That was a bad joke.
I didn't know they were Scottish. That's cool.
Yeah. I think once you know they're Scottish and you hear that single, you can hear it a little bit in their singing. I think that of all the accents, I think that's my favorite one to hear, like Scottish singers, because I feel like every once in a while you hear a little of it in there. It's
a
good.
Little bit, yeah. No.
Penn Jillette is 69, all 6'6" of his magical prowess. He's the one who talks in Penn and Teller. He's the one. He's good. He's good. Funny guy, too. Great comedic timing.
Yes, indeed. And good expressions, too.
Yes. Yeah. You know, they both do a really good job of that. And it's remarkable to think of how long they've kept this up, this act, this bit that they've done. They've turned it into like very popular TV shows. There's a TV show on some years ago, not too long ago. My sister was diehard about and was always trying to get me to watch. I never got a chance to. It's just they're good. They're funny. And I believe that they're still doing their Vegas residency. I think so. I'm not sure.
Perhaps I don't see that on here. Yeah, but not sure. Also,
not sure. Let's see. Marsha Warfield is 70 today. Roz on Night Court.
Oh.
she was awesome. The Night Court had a couple of great bailiffs on that show. Richard Mull. They had actually an original, I can't think of her name, but an older lady who used to do it before Marsha was on the show, and she was great. Marsha Warfield, you talk about great facial expressions. Ooh, the great facial expressions.
Chicago's own.
Yeah. It's a good actor. And turning 76 today, Melissa, I got to play something real quick. I have to.
Okay.
Eddie Grant is 76 today. Electric Avenue. Oi! Yeah! Oi! Oh, yeah. Oh, God, it hits. Oh, it still hits, Melissa. Electric Avenue from Eddie Grant. This was the first record I bought. First little record I bought. Yep, yep. My dad let me pick out but like 45s. You know, you had those little record players.
Mm-hmm. Yep, yep.
And he let me pick out records. I bought Electric Avenue and Kung Fu Fighting.
Everybody was Kung Fu Fighting.
It came with the Eddie Grant one. It came with it. And another 80s rock hair hit. Murray Head is 78, One Night in Bangkok superstar. So back-to-back one-hit wonders right there.
Hmm.
It's pretty good.
You know, I just found this interesting fact about him, Grant. He refused to allow his music on streaming platforms such as Apple Music and Spotify out of protest for how the platforms pay artists.
All right.
So you won't find his music on those platforms.
Well, all right.
As of 2023.
Good on him. Good on him for doing that. There's a story that would have been great to have heard. That's interesting. That's a good story right there. I'm glad to hear that. I liked Eddie Grant. I like him even more now. And for people no longer with us, speaking of great musicians, Andy Gibb, born in this day in 1958, passed away in 1988. BG's little brother, biggest hit, I Just Want to Be Your Everything. Andy Gibb had a big career. He had a good career. I believe he had a good career. I'll be honest, I don't know the Bee Gees. It's not my wheelhouse. But I respect any artist that can stick around as long as they did and as huge as they were.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's no Electric Avenue, but it's... That is going to do it for our birthday and anniversary club. One more time, we want to wish a happy birthday to Kelly Judd and Becca Richards.
Happy birthday, Kelly and Becca.
And a very happy birthday to our qualifier, Sandy Christman.
Happy birthday, Sandy.
Enjoy your day, all of you. We hope it's a great one. Everybody celebrating a birthday or anniversary out there, enjoy your day. Celebrate with our friends at El Cafe. They're at 221 Market Avenue in beautiful Port Edwards. Get some great Greek food or anything else that you like. They got a great menu over there. Wish them a good morning from all of us at WFHR. We got to let this play us out, Melissa. We got
washing.
Yeah.
And then I can't blame all on the sun. Trick Avenue. And then we'll take it higher.
Welcome back, everyone. Morning show here at WFHR.
So wild, standing there with her hands in her hair. I can't help remember just when she touched me.
Got an 80s morning going on here, Melissa.
Yes, indeed.
Didn't intend for that, but we're all right with it. We'll take it. We'll take it. Mel and James here with you. Thanks so much for hanging out with us, everybody. Hope your Tuesday's treating you good. Let's get into this one. For years, people have been trying to add cream to soda. The show Laverne and Shirley had a running gag in the 70s about how Laverne's favorite drink was milk and Pepsi. There is root beer and Coke floats. You know, we've done these kind of things for a long time.
Oh, yeah. Ice cream and soda is a pretty great summer dessert.
Mm-hmm. And there have been viral trends, including the dirty soda, where you mix in cream and flavored syrups. I haven't heard of that before. Okay.
Okay.
Now Dr. Pepper is legitimizing this lunacy by partnering with Coffee Mate to create the perfect dirty Dr. Pepper. Does that sound like a bad band name?
Kind of.
Dirty Dr. Pepper.
Dirty Dr. Pepper. Mm-hmm.
Coffee Mate is coming out with a coconut lime flavored creamer specifically made for crafting a dirty Dr. Pepper.
Okay, because I would not put coconut lime in my coffee.
Mm-hmm. The creamer will be available nationwide while supplies last for around $3. It's all over Dr. Pepper's Insta page. Dirty Soda just says Coffee Mate flavor Dirty Soda featuring Dr. Pepper.
It's interesting. You know, they got to try something new.
Yeah.
All the time.
So I, we have so many, there's nothing anymore that there isn't a billion options for.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, outside of healthcare, but
right.
But unless
you got a lot of money.
Yeah, yeah. But I know that's kind of the way it is nowadays, the modern way, and going forward, I don't think you're putting the genie back in the bottle on that one. Whether we're talking toothpaste or sodas or anything like that, you're going to have options upon options upon options. And there's it's hard to reinvent the wheel. It's hard to get new customers, which every business is about. Every business, while I would, I, studying business and understanding business, to me, everything that I've ever read, every successful business takes care of their core audience, the people that got them where they are. Every business starts small. Those people that help build you up, those you always take care of. But every business worth their salt. Yeah, theoretically, yes. Every business is also trying to get new people. So you're going to come up with new flavors, do different things. There was a time, in the course of this show that we've been doing years together and everything, that I these kind of things just like, I didn't like it. I thought it was really, tacky, to be honest, or kind of like, Now I'm just sitting back and eating my popcorn and enjoying. I'm just going to enjoy this.
Just watch what they come up with next and wait for the inevitable flop.
Yes, exactly. Yes.
Because there's good, like the percentage of people that are going to actually purchase that and put it in their soda on a regular basis, that's going to be pretty small.
I mean, so many of these things just wind up being like white elephant gifts or gag gifts or anything. There must be a bigger market.
It's not like they're going to sell this in convenience stores.
Right.
Because nobody is going to run into the gas station while they're pumping gas in their car and grab a soda and a creamer and then what? Mix it in your car?
Yeah.
No, that's not happening.
I didn't realize there was such a big market for white elephant gifts and all that, but I should have. I did grow up in the late 90s and everything when we had Spencer Gifts and places like that and everything. I mean, isn't that the only reason those stores were around? And goth kids. Like, that was it. That was the only reason those stores were around.
Oh, come on. They sold some great refrigerator magnets.
Oh, yeah. I bought stuff at those places all the time. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Just for other, gag gifts.
But they did have it was like a store just for that, basically. So
I got a great keychain from there once. It was shaped like a television, and it played the Twilight Zone.
That's a good one. That is a good keychain. Oh, I like that. I got a Kurt Cobain shirt from there once. I don't know what happened to it, though. I don't know where that ended. I never know. You ever get that where it's closed, like that you like, and then you think about it, like, what happened to that shirt?
Why did that not come out of the wash?
Yeah, where did that go? I don't remember what happened to that shirt. That's interesting. I wanted to touch on this one, too, before we go to break. Because when we come back, we're going to get into the five healthiest things to drink if you're sick of water. We'll touch on that one. But
is coffee going to make the list?
Let's find out. Let's cross our fingers. Let's hope so. Right. So it is Super Tuesday when the largest number of states will be holding presidential primaries or caucuses. Over a third of all the available delegates for both parties are at stake. It sounds exciting if you care about hopefully you care about these things and are paying attention. Krispy Kreme is hoping you are, and they're trying to help you do that. Krispy Kreme is celebrating by giving everyone two original glazed donuts for free. They're calling it the event Super Tuesday, T-W-O.
Nice.
And that's everyone. You do not have to be in one of the states that's holding a primary today. And if you are in a state that's voting, you don't need any proof or that you are participating, like an I voted sticker or anything. In a statement, they said that the promotion is meant to encourage people to vote as their civic duty and to sweeten your day.
That is awesome.
Yeah.
That's actually a really great story of the day by a giant corporation that wouldn't have to have done that.
Yeah. Thanks to our Supreme Court, we now have more money in politics than ever. And we are supposed to consider business as people, because that's how they get around all that.
Citizens United needs to go.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. If you care about democracy at all, that's the only thing that's on the line here.
Corruption in politics has gotten so out of hand since that's happened. There's so much money in there that should not be. Politicians are bought and paid for now.
The only people that are okay with this are the top 1%, the ones buying them. you're not going to find many everyday citizens that are okay with that and everything. But as long as we've got to look at them like this, Krispy Kreme is one of the only businesses right now that I actually look at with some respect. That's really well done by them. We need more of this. And I like that it's not just if you are a Republican or a Democrat. They're giving away donuts to everybody, no matter who your party is.
And people who aren't even, maybe don't even vote.
So Krispy Kreme is taking a better approach than some presidents have or some running for office have, because they represent everybody no matter who you vote for. And that's mm-hmm. what the office is about. I don't know how we skip past this as a society, but we should not be voting for people no matter who they are, no matter how many times you've voted for a certain party your whole life. You shouldn't be voting for anybody that believes in dictatorship or is not going to fight for people that didn't vote for them. Because that's the job of being president. It's not a. It's not about just voting, standing for people that voted for you. That's not how this works. That's how a child handles politics. And as far as let me double check. Yep, you got to be 35 to be president, Melissa. Yep. So it doesn't look like acting like a child and being a politician is a good mix.
Mm-hmm. And I don't know about you, James, but if you've ever had any just very candid conversations with people, a lot of times they will run for whatever party is going to put them in office.
Yeah, yeah.
Their personal beliefs or, like their platform that they're running on does not necessarily align with one party or the other. It's okay, who's going to put me in power and pay me money?
Yeah, it just shows you it's not a... Look, it is technically a job, certainly. But the people that go into that field are not meant to go into it for money.
That's not the point.
Again, civic duty. Krispy Kreme gets this, man. Krispy Kreme gets this. Like, what are we doing? What? I mean, come on. We're going to get to, check out what's going on with our partners real quick. We will come back. We're going to get into the five healthiest things you can drink if you're a little tired of water. I need
okay,
a break.
Good.
You and water need a break.
My water's almost gone.
we'll help you out with that, Mel, when we come back. Okay. Welcome back, everyone. Morning show here at WFHR. Easy list. No. We hope you're having a good start to your Tuesday out there. Melissa and James hanging out with you here at WFHR. Thanks for joining us, everybody. We appreciate the best listeners in radio hearing from you guys. You want more 80s songs? I got to text one more 80s, so we'll try to do that for you.
All right.
Also heard from somebody who I thought this was interesting, and it's a younger listener that has been listening to us for a couple of years now, moved to the area, and we appreciate her and her family listening in. Say a good morning to the Adams family over there, and yes, it is the Adams family. How great is that?
The Adams family. Sorry, you probably get that all the time.
Yeah, I love it, though. I'm going to keep doing it. So mentioned that she loves ice water, but doesn't like just regular water.
Okay.
She has to
add ice.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. And it actually gave me a really nice memory. Growing up, my Nana loved ice water. Like, that was her thing. That was her drink. We could take her to the fanciest restaurant in the world, and that's what Nana would order, was a glass of water. And she did this up my whole life, and it wasn't until, like, late in life that I kind of asked her, like, Nan, don't you want something else to drink, something like, growing up, ice was, a commodity.
Yeah, it wasn't a common household thing.
Yeah, so to have ice water was almost a luxury, basically. And it's just something that her whole life she kind of treated and felt that way about and loved ice water. Just that was her thing. So Nana may have never gotten tired of it, but maybe some of you are. If you're bored with the plain old water, an NFL nutritionist shared his list of the healthiest other beverages to reach for. So let's go ahead and take a look at this. If you were hoping soda was going to show up on the list, you are going to be very disappointed.
Yeah, I think most of us knew that one wasn't going to be on the list.
Yeah. How about decaffeinated coffee or tea? Caffeine is a
diuretic.
Diuretic. Thank you, Mel. Mm-hmm. Diuretic. So it can leave you less hydrated than things that don't have caffeine.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'll never forget. During the summer, especially once I moved out here, my friends and I, we played sports all day. We would usually start in the morning playing baseball or basketball, end up playing football at night. And we'd run over to like the IGA or something like that, or Piggly Wiggly or whatever, and grab a couple cans of soda and go down there. And we would just be dead by before it was even noon. It took a while to kind of realize, wait a minute, the sugar's not helping. The yesterday. Mm,
the caffeine is not helping. Why am I having leg cramps?
Yes, yes. It took us, took me at least. I'll speak for myself. I shouldn't bring my friends down with me on this. It took me longer than I realized, especially being the son of an athlete. I didn't you know, think about it. I liked flavor, like most people. And you know, you don't always get a lot of flavor with water. Of course, this was because I'm old. This was a time when we didn't have all these flavored waters and everything. Coconut water shows up next. It's loaded with electrolytes, like potassium and magnesium.
Mm-hmm. Just got to make sure you read labels because some of them have a ton of sugar in them.
Oh, yeah? I have gotten more into this recently. I have found that I don't mind coconut water. It's not bad.
Okay.
Not bad. But I didn't realize, I didn't think about that part of it. It is always a good idea to look at those labels.
Mm-hmm.
Milk. It's about 90% water, and it's got essential nutrients like calcium. Now, that's good for those that can drink milk, you know, certainly. But
yeah, but then there are all the alternatives, the coconut milk beverages, nut milk beverages.
I was talking earlier about options, and I've mentioned before on the air, my youngest daughter, Isabel, we found out that she was lactose intolerant, and this was back when the, like, Silk Milk first came out. And,
right.
And it was kind of the only brand out there like that. I recently at the grocery store looked over at that section. Boy, has that changed.
yeah. There's a lot of options now. Man, some better than others. So yeah, again, read labels.
Yeah, yeah. That, I mean, I just thought that was pretty darn cool. Like, I know that there's probably a lot more work than I realize as somebody who is not lactose or in that realm, a vegan or anything.
Go back to my childhood, and we had powdered soy milk. Yum.
I thought of you right away with that, Melissa, because I don't know. I don't want to assume. To me, I see that, and my first thought was, wow, that's awesome. What a win for that, you know, group of people and everything. Mm-hmm. But I don't want to assume either that, like, everything's all rosy when it comes to that. I think that you mentioned a good point about looking at labels.
Well, and then also just finding what you like. I don't particularly like oat milk, but my sister-in-law loves it. You know, so everybody's got their own, what they like and what they don't.
Yeah. Let's see here. Next up, cucumber water. Just dump a bunch of cucumber slices in a pitcher and let it sit for a while, or infuse it with other things like berries or lemon slices.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, cucumber, different C word. cucumbers add a lot of flavor to water. And it's good for you.
Yeah, yeah, that's a good one.
Very refreshing.
Yeah, that's a good one. It goes a long way, too, I think. From what I hear, it lasts a long time for people, like the energy, what you feel from it and everything.
Yeah, well, and it just if it gets you to drink more water, you're going to feel better.
Mm-hmm. How about flavor packets? That comes up next. Not all of them are healthy, though. Look for the ones that are natural flavoring, like no added sugar and don't pack a ton of calories.
Mm-hmm. Or don't have artificial sweeteners because those aren't good for you.
Yeah, yeah. Which, I mean, I know it may narrow down the list for you here when it comes to, like, some of these factors, but boy, it seems worth it.
Mm-hmm.
It really does.
Yeah. I struggle a little bit with the flavor packets because I have not yet found one that I like that isn't or doesn't have artificial something in it.
Wanted to touch on this story as we like to wrap up our show. Wrap up the hours with good stories of the day. We've got two kind of interesting stories here. One of them I want to touch on is a good one, and it takes us to Monticello, Wisconsin.
Hey.
Veterans can go to movies at Monticello Theater for free forever.
Oh, cool.
You don't hear me do this very often. You know, if you listen to me on the air, you know how much I'm a crazy person about movies and film and everything. You also know that movie theaters I have some issues with. I think that there are a lot of monopolies that go on with this, and there are a factor there where the movie theaters should be run for communities. They should be run and what the community looks for and wants. Certain movie theater, you know, certain areas are going to like a movie other than others. There is some people out there in that like to run their movie theater for political reasons or to push their agendas. And I don't agree with that. And they don't get any pushback because they have a monopoly. There's that. There's price gouging. There's a number of different things that I have an issue with. So any chance I have to hold up a movie theater and wish them well and congratulate them and thank them, I want to do that in Monticello Theaters. Thank you. Monticello Theater co-owner Carrie Mann in particular. He has been trying to create thank U.S. veterans for their services for a long time. He decided to let them see movies at his theater for free forever.
Wow.
Quote, over the years, I'd see a veteran and say, thank you for your service. I always felt like I could do more than just words. So we were like, what could we do that's good? He said, it feels like it feels really good. It's nice to give back in a little way if you can. Mann said those who've served their country do not always feel appreciated when they return home. It's kind of grim for veterans when they come back, he said. Rates of mental health issues, homelessness, unemployment, depression. He doesn't add this, but I will add suicide rates. Way too dang high. Way too dang high. It's really grim. Mann's family also works at the theater with him, so he said he wanted to set a good example and pay it forward for veterans.
Awesome.
Said the community response has been overwhelmingly positive, with in-person and online donations rising. So he didn't do that for these reasons, but look at what happened from that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And moviegoer Andrea Kohler worked at the theater when she was a teenager and said it means a lot to see the place is still doing well and honoring people like her father. Quote, I think it's great. My dad is a veteran, so I appreciate anything towards the veterans. She said he went and fought for our country for us to be free. And why not pay it forward? It just, you know, a lot of notes that we mention here on the air from time to time, but I thought this was a beautiful, good story of the day, and it's a local one.
Yeah, and that's wonderful. And you do see that there are a lot of local theaters that are kind of, I don't want to say dying, but the theater business is not what it used to be now with the rise of streaming. So great on them doing something wonderful for their community and for veterans, and also keeping their theater alive.
You can hold me to this, everybody. The next time I'm going to see a movie in the theaters, I am going to travel. I don't get to Rylander ever. I'm going to Rylander. I'm going to this theater. At some point, I'm going to be purchasing tickets at the Monticello Theater and watching a movie there. I want to support these people. I want to support what they're doing.
Cool.
I think that is incredible. It's a beautiful, good story. We're going to hang on to that one at the end of the year. Our good stories of the day, our year-end review of good stories of the day. I want that in there. That's a good one.
Cool.
Shout out to them. Again, Monticello Theater. You're in that area, in the Rylander area. Be sure to check that out. I do want to send a special shout out to Channel 7's Marcus Arisvald for the nice reporting on that article.
Yeah.
Let's wrap up talking butter. Wait, what?
Butter.
Yeah, butter. Yeah, butter. Why not? Let's talk a little butter here, everybody. And this is a kind of a fun one, I think, too, because it involves history.
Okay.
So have you ever noticed sticks of butter on the West Coast are different than on the East Coast?
I have not noticed that.
You may have noticed this and not even realized. So the Eastern U.S. gets longer, skinnier ones called Elgin sticks. They're named after Elgin, Illinois.
Okay.
And the ones out west are called Western Stubbies. you gotta say it like that,
Western
too. Western Stubbies. Where Western Stubbies? Woo! You gotta say it like that. Some guy posted a TikTok on the history of how it happened and giving the Cliff Notes version. Basically, here in the Midwest, we dominated the butter game for a long time. It still is one of our main exports. But then California back in the 60s got into the action and they wanted theirs to look different. So they started making them a little bit differently.
Okay.
I love history and I really, really love American history. One of the funner things, like on the History Channel and Discovery and some of those like rabbit holes I go down is like the cookie wars. And how both these big Nabisco and these big cookie industries got their start, and all the different things that they had to do just to sell cookies, like just to manufacture and sell cookies. I live in this state. I want to sell cookies across the country. How do I even get them over there? And then how do I get them over there in the packaging and keep them fresh? And like nowadays, we think nothing of that. But back then, I mean, they had to invent stuff. They had to really, truly create to be able to do this. It's fascinating. And it speaks to the human spirit. It speaks to ingenuity and creativity and all of that. This butter story is very similar to that, of just the idea of in California them being like, well, why do they get to make all the butter?
why do they get to decide what it looks like?
Yeah. It's just kind of interesting, I think. And I can't speak for anybody else on this one, but to me, I read these stories and I read up on this stuff, and it is a nice palate cleanser and reminder that we live in the coolest country ever. and how much I'm proud of this country and proud to be from this country. I think that that's something that gets, especially in a year like this, where things can get so divisive in that.
Yeah.
I'd like to think that that's something that brings us across the aisle to each other, is our love for this country and the human spirit and the American spirit and what we do here. I'm not saying that we're the only country like this by any means or anything, but we have a unique melting pot in this country that has been here from its existence, really. I think that I find that really beautiful and unique.
And just because you just said that, you got to point out the fact that whether your butter is short and stubby or long and skinny, it melts the same.
God, I wish we could go to break on that. Oh, that was Melissa. That was smooth as butter. That was smooth. That was smooth right there. Nicely done.
And it's the same amount of butter.
Yeah.
Whatever container, you know, whatever shape it's in, it's the same.
That's right. Whether you're a fan of Elgin sticks or Western stubbies, woo! Anytime I see those now, that's going to pop in my head. I'm going to have that pop in my head.
You know, I've never seen those sold anywhere. I guess I've never been out.
So
out
I
would. Buy butter.
My the guy I was living next with, Will, a good friend of mine and everything, stand-up comedian out in the West Coast. Will and I weren't very good roommates. For one, Will. I'm going to be honest. Will brought a lot of women home, okay? And when it's his apartment and I'm on the couch, that's not a cool scenario, but I'll move on. Will was big into cooking, and he'd get like tons of butter because he loved cooking with it and everything. And I could never understand why the sticks looked weird to me, and I never asked him about it because I thought it was too weird of a question. Now I feel like I would have had an answer. That's interesting. We will get to our CBS News and our local news. We're going to come back with a bit of entertainment news, including local entertainment news. Want to touch on some great local stuff going on and maybe give you a chance to win some tickets.
Hey.
Be listening for that and more. It's Mel and James taking you through your morning right here at...
This is locally grown radio. WFHR 1320 AM. W248 DE Wisconsin Rapids. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.